This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. Merry Christmas. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And if you're heading to the movies today, as many Americans are, you will have some new releases to choose from. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, starring Ben Stiller, is coming out today. So is the Martin Scorsese film The Wolf of Wall Street. And Hollywood is hoping that those films will put a nice cherry on the cake of what has been a strong year so far at the domestic box office. David Cohen is senior features editor at Variety. He's with us from NPR West. And David, I said domestic box office, but these days it's all about the international markets, right?
The importance of international markets cannot be overstated for what is going on in Hollywood today. For one thing, China is on the verge of becoming the world's biggest movie market. The United States has always been the world's biggest movie market since Hollywood was invented. And for many, many years, movies were really made for the domestic market. Now, Hollywood has to look at China and markets around the world and see how a movie is going to play there, which is why you don't see a lot of dialogue comedies anymore.
Well, are Chinese audiences dictating what's getting produced in Hollywood? Is it that to that level that Hollywood is saying, is this going to play well in Beijing?
Not specifically Chinese audiences, but movies have to play all over the world now. A movie like Avatar or Man of Steel has to be able to play in multiple languages in every movie market imaginable, from Africa to Europe to Central Asia, you name it.
Well, one film that did very well overseas, but maybe not so well here at home, was Pacific Rim. This was one of the big blockbusters of the year. And this was a pretty big year for blockbusters, right?
Well, it's funny. The word blockbuster used to mean a movie that did a lot of business. Now it means a movie that somebody spent a lot of money making. Pacific Rim was, by that standard, a blockbuster. And while it pains me to say so, because I wrote the making of book on Pacific Rim, it did not do a lot of business in the United States, but it did do a lot of business abroad, especially in China. So, in fact, that movie is going to get a sequel. The other thing you have to keep in mind about a movie like Pacific Rim is that that movie is sort of launches an entire set of businesses. They're trying to sell T-shirts, right, and video games and all sorts of ancillary things that add to the bottom line of the project. So if you compare that movie with, say, Grown Ups 2, which opened the same weekend and did a little bit more business in the United States, those movies are not comparable. For Grown Ups 2, it's all about the theatrical box office and then whatever you get from home video. For Pacific Rim, it's about a whole bunch of things. And that's true for all these big superhero movies and visual effects tentpoles.
Well, what about the television side of things, David? In Hollywood this year, what were things like on the TV side of the business?
TV was fascinating this year. You know, you saw the explosion of interest in shows like Breaking Bad, The Walking Dead, and Game of Thrones. You really saw such passion around it, really the kind of passion we used to associate with the movies. And you also saw business models shifting, what we call the Netflix effect, where shows can become a hit in their afterlife on streaming. And that's making it very difficult for networks to figure out what shows to keep on the air and what shows to cancel.
You're talking about Arrested Development.
Absolutely. You know, you see these shows come back. You thought it was a failure. Suddenly it's back. And it's very successful in its new life because the ways in which we measure success in television are evolving very, very quickly. And really nobody can keep up with them. It's a brave new world for everybody.
David, what are you looking forward to in Hollywood in 2014?
2014 does promise a lot more of the same, I have to say, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think we're going to see the conclusion of the Hobbit trilogy, which promises to be the best of the three, as is usually the case with movies like that that tell a single story. We're going to see more superhero movies. I have to confess, I am quite looking forward to Captain America: The Winter Soldier, but that's just because I'm a Captain America geek going way back. I think that you are going to continue to see the visual spectacle that has marked a lot of these movies, and I don't think that's going to change, at least not quickly. You know, there was this widely reported moment at an event at USC where Steven Spielberg and George Lucas were talking, and they started talking about the likelihood that this tentpole model will collapse. I do think there is a danger of that. There are just more of those giant summer movies than people can watch. And it's not supportable. There's not enough money in people's pockets. People don't have enough time. So I do think it's likely that there'll be more failures of these big, expensive pictures. and that will nudge the movies toward another kind of picture, something that is more character-driven and that appeals to some of the audience that they're losing to television.
David Cohen is senior features editor and a columnist at Variety. David, thanks so much and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to everybody.